Here right now in Unionville, Indiana. It seems like I'm in the middle of the forest and visiting one of our volunteers here. I really love my job. Get to travel, get to visit different places and different people, different churches, different denominations. But I'd like to follow up on the message that I had previously. Deuteronomy 1:8. Well, let's start with 1:6. The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, "You have stayed long enough in this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring people in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them." The nature reminded me the correlation between these verses and the nature, and of course the human beings. I see lots of trees here, but in order for trees to grow, their roots has to go deep and look for the water. There is water that God had provided them, but they have to go deep and suck on the water that heavens had provided them. The same thing, I'm watching bees going to the flowers here. The provision of the Lord is right there, but they have to go out and actively possess what God had given them. The same thing as the birds. We all know about the verse about the Lord provide even to the sparrows. So the same thing. The birds go where the seeds are. God had scattered His resources all around us. All we have to do is possess and take it. Same thing as in the spiritual realm. We all know that in the physical, before the physical happens, it happens first in the spiritual. As what Apostle Paul said in one of his verses, that we are not against the physical realm, but we are against the spiritual principalities. So I believe we need to contend spiritually in order for us to see it in the physical. And we have to go out there, possess the land that the Lord had already given us, in order for us to take the neighborhoods or cities for the kingdom of God. We have to go out there. We have to go to where the promised land is, and we have to go where the milk and honey is provided. God bless you.